Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
All right, I'm very confused, and we need all you cryptos in, all the people who are cryptocurrency people, all the people who pay attention, all that stuff. I need you. I really, really, really do. I read this yesterday, and I don't know why you would spend on this, and somebody would spend even more on this as an investment. I don't understand this. Not the cryptocurrency, actually, because the reason I ask, from what I'm reading, this is like Bitcoin, it seems.
What is this?
Lima brought it to my attention yesterday that Brian Windhorst wrote an article. There's a man named Jeremy Levine, not our Jeremy Levine, a different one. Said he was just checking his phone quickly before heading out to spend a January Sunday morning skiing in Lake Tahoe. Well, congratulations.
Nice.
On all your success. Instead, within minutes, he was spending $100,000 to buy a 13-second Zion Williamson highlight. The play, which was Williamson soaring and swatting a Malik Beasley shot into the stands, his first career block from a game on January 24, 2020, is available to watch for free. But Levine didn't buy it to watch it per se, though it's particularly an impressive display of the elite. He bought it because he's hoping to encapsulate the video, which he doesn't own exclusive rights to, will eventually jump in value from six figures to seven. Levine's excitement over a new digital collectible called NBA Top Shot, digital as in not tangible, a slice of data that exists only on the internet, but it's 2021 and the concept isn't just accepted by a wide range of collectors, but also speculators and investors, many of whom identified this new kind of asset as the next big thing. NBA and their players are in on the action. It was launched late last year. They have more than 50,000 users. I've never heard of this.
I know.
I am on NBA Top Shot's Twitter right now, and they're posting up videos plays.
So I can just grab this? And
so I think if you just follow them.
Are there any from the Cavs in the last month?
There's one of Colin Sexton and Jared Allen yelling at each other.
Now that's a rarity.
How much should I pay for that?
Give me $125 right now.
Is that like the GameStop?
And I'll let you watch it.
So what is this? It says the technology unlocks the elusive holy grail for sports leagues, the ability to cash in on the secondary market. How is there a secondary market?
Yeah, I don't understand this at all. And I want somebody out there.
Someone's got to help us. Come on. Let's go.
Supposedly, in plain terms, I'm quoting this NBA.com article.
Please.
Think of the future of sports trading card market mixed with similar principles of cryptocurrency, but it's virtual cards that contain individual NBA highlights. The NBA will cut the highlight, then Dapper Labs, that was my old job, Kenny, decides how many of each highlight they are going to sell, and they number them. They place each highlight into digital packs, just like regular trading cards, and sell the packs on the official NBA Top Shot website.
So,
is it like a status thing?
Can somebody explain it? 216-578-0092. We are out of touch. This show continuously gets more out of touch with its listeners every single day.
Lana is on a race for us to be out of touch. He really wants us to be out of touch with the listeners right now.
I'm not hip anymore. Maybe I never was. I don't understand. And the cryptocurrency thing, you know, that tie-in. And, you know, I don't know, Kenny, do you have any friends that bought into crypto?
Yeah. Of course.
Okay, but was it like a goof purchase or did they actually spend a ton of money on it? A
couple of people, they were goofing off. The other people, there were a couple of people who did take it seriously.
Yes. Yeah, that's kind of the situation with some of my buddies. And I kept not understanding the mining process of the cryptocurrency. And I'm like, why would this have any legitimacy? And isn't there a pretty big chance that down the road, all of this is worthless? And then a lot of the not only tech guys, but actual money guys I trust are like, no, this is absolutely going to be legitimate through blockchain. And so if this is going through blockchain, do I have to take this seriously?
I have somebody sending me this, and it says,
does anybody know what we're talking about?
I just got it. No, I don't think they do. I have no idea. Our listeners are older and out of touch.
Do we not have any savvy, digitally savvy people listening to this show?
I got a DM here.
We have fossils listening to this show?
I'm about to tell you. I got a DM here. Hold on.
My friend, what does the DM say?
Well, I'm going to read it. My friend says,
he's got a DM.
I'm going to end the show right now.
This is from his friend.
He says, you can buy the highlights or buy packs. There are different types of highlights, commons, rares, ultra rares, etc. But if I can see it anywhere else, how is it rare? I own a highlight. But anybody else can see it. You get what I'm saying? If I have a $20 bill and anybody else can spend on my $20 bill, somehow this is going to be responded next to me and I'm going to sound like an idiot here, but fine. If I have a $20 bill, you can't spend my $20.
No.
It's my $20.
Yes.
How can you have a highlight? How can I have a highlight that's considered rare, ultra rare? Anybody can find it and watch it. How is that possible?
Maybe this one's yours.
Maybe they add special effects to it.
Like how Nickelodeon put the slime in the end zone?
Yeah, well, kind of like baseball cards, how they have like the foil cards and stuff like that.
When I was a kid, my buddy Danny got his first communion, right? This goes well with Ash Wednesday. My buddy Danny got his first communion. He had like $300 in communion money that he had in cash. And he went down to the Dairy Mart and spent it all on Pogs. He spent $300 in Pogs at the Dairy Mart. This is what this is. This is what this is here. I'm not that old. It wasn't a Lawson's then. It was a Dairy Mart. Let me get the John and Seven Hills has Top Shot. Here we go.
Boom.
Let's see it, John. Come on. Help us out here, buddy. Please.
Okay, boys. I don't know exactly what's going on. I've been on it for about a month. Heard about it on some NBA podcast. And then I jumped in just to see what was up. Spent about $45 on like these packs of these quote-unquote moments. And since then, I've made about $2,000 selling them on the marketplace.
What? Are you serious?
I swear to God.
No, you did not make
crazy, stupid money.
You're making $2,000 selling that?
It's like they sent the money to your house. You own the money now?
This sounds like you're trying to pitch me for OnlyFans.
See, here's how these guys do it. See, these guys make 5%. They take 5% off every transaction you make in the marketplace.
Okay.
And it's all in this crypto wallet. So Dapper, like, they created this. Like 3-4 years ago, they created this similar thing that they called a CryptoKitties. There were these little cats that you could buy, and people went crazy for it on the internet, of course, because it's cats. And I think Windhorse talks about it in his article. In 2017, one of them went for like $170,000 on their marketplace. And so, like, it's just a speculative market.
He does write that, yeah.
Like, Gary Vee is in here buying cards and stuff, and you know, these venture capitalists are buying Ja Morant rookies for $35,000. And just because they believe
killing it,
this is the new thing.
I swear to God, John, I feel like Martin Sheen in Wall Street right now. Thank you very much for the call.
A set of 43 1994 Simpsons Pogs.
All right.
Just sold for $15.99 on eBay.
All right. So there's some value there.
43 of them.
Hey, man.
But how much was the slammer?
Listen, I'm getting messages right now.
Okay.
And it is dude, you need to get on NBA Top Shot immediately. It's going to explode. Been on it for a month. Don't be late on it. Well, I'm thinking I'm already late. You know, it's like the GameStop
it's
thing.
It's a Windhorse article,
look at all
man.
The cautionary tales of the people that got in and then ended up losing big time on that. It's because once we know about it, it's too late.
There's no St. Ignatius down where I'm from, Kenny. We're not really big on the investments there. Tommy in Amherst, you're next up on the Fan. Well, hello.
Hello. So I've been doing this Top Shot thing for a couple months now, and like you're dead on. It's pretty much like a mix between YouTube, cryptocurrency, and basketball.
But oh my god! How is it worth money if free, Tommy?
It's insanity.
But it's not even something tangible either. That's the thing. Like you're not. Well, you can't hold it. Well, you can't. You know.
That's what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying, Tommy. This sounds to me like somebody just took a highlight and went, "It's worth X." And here you go. Why is it worth X? Because I said it's worth X. Is that what it is?
Well, that's what money is. Think about it, man.
I got an idea here.
Well, I mean, everyone agrees that dollar is worth a dollar. That's the only way that dollar is worth a dollar.
Tommy,
it's the same thing
you.
My dad told me when I was young buying baseball cards.
But I have a Federal Reserve backing that.
I know.
Not just Ken Carmen.
But it's the same thing my dad told me when I was collecting baseball cards, and I got my first price guide. And he's looking at it, and he's like, wow, I had that one. I had that one. And he's like, but you know what? He's like, everything is only worth what someone's willing to pay you for. Just because you have a baseball card, a Ken Griffey Jr. rookie baseball card that might be listed as a couple hundred dollars, if no one's willing to pay you a couple hundred dollars for it, and you're only able to get $25 for it, that's all it's worth.
But even the last call, like that, when it's stripped down to its fundamentals, I understand that. My feeble mind can understand that. But the last caller, I mean, think about me in the 80s going, oh, it's like the Nintendo Power Pad mixed with VHS and Crossfire. Okay, great. What the hell does that even mean?
This is so wild. I'm so interested in this. I'm trying to be open-minded.
This sounds like GameStop stock to me.
I really am.
That's what it does.
It sounds like a pyramid scheme to me. My aunt was in Amway in the early 90s, and she used to get mad because I ate the Famous Amos cookies that she was supposed to sell to her friends, and then she would have to pay it back, and that's what this is to
me. Yeah, man, you ate one pack of those
cookies.
Double
in value in a day.
Exactly, and sometimes they were worth more than the trash bags.
You ate any of those pyramid scheme cookies, man, and that was the end of their house. Your aunt would beat you. You're right.
This is a true story. It happened.
Still thinking
you got beat over the cookies. I got in college. I was solicited for a pyramid scheme, and I kept going. I kept going. I barely know you, and you won't tell me what we're selling. I keep asking you, and you won't say.
Oh my god, Kenny!
If it's drugs, just tell me it's drugs. I've been around people selling drugs before. Just tell me. Well, no, it's perfectly legal. Uh-huh. See, you say that, but you're not telling me what it is.
You got a secret meeting in a basement?
Yeah.
Go
ahead.
This is the worst. I had the same thing, and I bet it. Man, I don't even know if I could say it on the air, and I won't. I was 16 or 17, and this dude was in his 50s, and he used to be at the golf course all the time, and he would come to me and go, it's just $250, and you just go to a Holiday Inn, you sit in and you watch this. Now, listen, here's the thing. Here's how I know how to make money, and everyone else doesn't. And do you know how close young, impressionable Anthony Lima was to forking over $250 of his cart boy money from Berkshire Hills?
Oh,
this guy should be ashamed of himself doing this.
You gave him $250?
No, he said he was close.
I almost did. Like, I was very close to doing it.
216-578-0092. I get the concept. People are explaining the concept. No, I totally get the concept. Ichabod says to us, this is the thing. I need to ask the why. Because some people were saying, Ken, it's just like baseball cards. No, we talked about it yesterday after the show. And we're going, this sounds like baseball cards. But if I have a baseball card, like Kenny just illustrated, you have the baseball card. If I have a clip of the first footage of them hanging the Browns clock on the side of the stadium at Municipal Stadium, it's my footage which I own. I can sell that footage to whoever I may, or I can donate it and put it in the public library. I can do whatever. It's still my footage. But this is just some guy saying it's just worth this. And that's it. So
What happens when the power goes out and you have nothing? What happens when your computer
breaks? What if your hard drive crashes?
Yeah, and you have nothing. For whatever reason, you get locked out, your password's screwed up, you get nothing. You've got, I mean.
I thought about this the same way, and I know you got
to. Well, the only thing I see on that's kind of an explanation for it is, think about this. Like, when you like music, right, you go download iTunes, you download the song or whatever, you know. You can get that same song on YouTube. You can just go to YouTube and listen to the song.
For the most part, yeah.
But this is the equivalent of that, of the people that build their music library with the songs that they own.
I've thought about this before because I got a bunch of movies on Amazon, but it's on my account. Like, I don't have the physical movie.
If you delete the account, you lose the movies.
Yeah, so if Amazon were ever to go belly up, we're on a lot more trouble than just movies. But if Amazon were to go belly up, then I just lose the movie.
Yeah.
And I thought about that before. So
because you're just streaming it. First of all, it's not even downloaded.
But that's the thing I'd be too nervous about. And maybe I just don't have the stones for this, or maybe I'm just not young enough anymore. Like, if I were to work part-time at the pizza shop back in the day, and I had $1,000, and I decided to get in on this, it's nothing for Kenny Carman at 20 years old to you-know-what away $1,000 on whatever. That doesn't matter. But now $1,000 means something. You got kids, you got a house, you got all that stuff. And I've been screwed over before. So you get worried about these type of things. And I go, okay, what about the guy who starts this Top Shot thing? What if he just decides to pack up shop and leave? What is it worth then? What is this stuff worth? If it's just I still have a country and people are getting in about China. Sorry, this is the wrong station for that. But I have a country that has backed up money in some sort of fashion. With this, it's just Bob. All right, well, if Bob decides to pack up and go, then it's worth nothing.
What if
and
Bob just takes says my something money. That people don't like and he gets canceled?
And then that's the end of it, and then he just takes my money. Bob they, still has my money.
And all of a sudden, his website is eliminated from all the servers. And then what happens?
Answer that, Anthony.
Then you're in the Matrix. I have a headache. I have a headache right now.
Just buy Beanie Babies.
And now I'm getting – no, yeah, I know. And I'm getting mad because I know people. I have people reaching out to me saying they're making money off this. And now it's becoming they're all in the club and you're on the outside of the club. And it is just amazing to me, this tech stuff.
Well, I hope you guys all do well.
That we – oh, it seems like they are.
See, now what about the rights to this footage?
There are none.
Because, well, is it? But isn't
well, no,
it,
the NBA's got a
the NBA, own. or whoever took the footage, like a photograph, like whoever, like, don't they own it? You know, obviously, if you're working for the NBA, the NBA would own that. Or if you're working for the Cavs would own that.
I guess.
But I'm looking on the Top Shot, well, at least on their Twitter page, it says they are officially licensed by the NBA and the NBA Players Association.
I want to know.
Well, now, now we have. Who's going to guarantee this?
But
just Adam Silver rolling.
Go ahead, Tone.
I want to wait. Yeah, we're going to have the next James Bond. Instead of getting into Fort Knox like in Goldfinger, they're going to be getting into Ja Morant's first dunk in the NBA highlight reel. Like, this is just all so upset. And are there going to be error cards, like error digital highlights where actually someone like Chetty Osmond does hit a three-pointer? I mean, what do we do?
It freezes halfway through.
Is Billy Ripken's bat showing up somewhere in one of these?
What a terrible interview that guy was. He sucked with us.
I know.
Forget Billy Ripken. We should sell currency. We should make a currency on bad interviews that we've had, and people can buy the bad interviews. What a terrible interview.
All right, Paul Biancardi's worth $148,000.
That one's priceless.
That's the holy grail. You open up that lid and like the gold shines at you from the Paul Biancardi interview.
Let's just sell clips, the awkward moments.
The time when Bobby Valentine thought that he was in Dallas when he was with us in Cleveland. Cool.
Biancardi was so wrong on every
so bad.
Aspect.
He talked
of
about
the
Colin
city.
How much
Sexton.
Would flip a coin be worth?
In the draft, and Colin Sexton was playing for the Cavs, and he talked about Colin Sexton in the draft. And he was in Cleveland talking about Colin Sexton in the draft, and he plays for the Cavs. That would be like the Wu-Tang album, finding that Paul Biancardi audio. All right, we'll go to the phones. 216-578-0092. Also, now Urban Meyer has reversed course. Lima says, in a lot of ways, this is on all of us. Not just Urban. It's Ken Carman with Anthony Lima around the J.J. Watt at 9 on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever,
or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.